Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. Our next guest is a practicing physical therapist and the founder and chief executive officer of Fox Rehabilitation, a high-growth entrepreneurial private practice. He received both his Master's of Science in PT and his DPT from Thomas Jefferson University in Philly. He is a board-certified geriatric clinical specialist. He is a nationally recognized advocate of the value of physical therapy and its contribution to improving the function, safety, and quality of life of older adults. In 2011, the APTA acknowledged him as an outstanding clinical practice in geriatric physical therapy. He's also been selected as the most influential physical therapist in the nation in 2010 and was an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year finalist in 2011. Up next in the PT Pintcast, Tim Fox. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello there.
You guys are putting on the flags. We've got the PT Pintcast flags. Ribbons to go on the name badges.
Rachel, get that.
And Tim, on the show, also here with Robin Kiar, Chief Clinical Operations Officer for Fox Rehabilitation. First question is always the very hardest. What are we drinking today?
We are drinking a good old-fashioned American Budweiser.
Yes, Budweiser. And just so people know, it is a little bit early in the morning. We're doing this at 8:39 a.m., and I like that. Walked up and I asked, you know, because sometimes when we do the show a little bit early, yep. I say, you know, can I get you some coffee or something? You don't have to have a beer on the show, but Tim's response was, what?
We're going to drink beer.
We're going to drink beer, absolutely. Yes,
I like Jimmy's Pintcast.
Yeah, so. You have to do it. I'm doing the local again. I'm going Scheinerbach. So cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
So what I liked about when I was starting to do some research on Fox is something that came up and something that you're really passionate about because it shows where or why, I would say, is the most important thing, why Fox came about. And what you said was what you wanted your legacy to be, to fight ageism and teach other healthcare practitioners to do the same. Is that still your goal with Fox?
It completely is. It's, you know, if I'm put in the grave and at 6 feet under and people have stood around and say, hey, he did a good job of abolishing or fighting the fight to abolish ageism, I'm pretty happy with that.
Okay.
Because there's a complete, even among the most well-trained healthcare professionals, there's still such a huge gap of their knowledge or understanding of aging and what normative values look like.
Yeah.
What does normal aging look like? And there's so few examples of that today, and we've got to start setting those examples after we treat our patients and provide them clinically excellent care, dose them properly, and then look at the age-based normative values and get them to those age-based normative values, not just a good functional outcome, but to the age-based normative value. And that's what people really have a lack of understanding about. So that's my fight.
Well, how are you doing this? How is Fox different? Or I should say, let's start from the start. Why'd you start your own business? It's not easy to do, especially in the climate with healthcare, even the last couple decades. Why'd you do it?
I started my own practice because I was of frustration of reporting to people that were non-clinicians that didn't understand my practice, didn't understand what it is that we do. I said to myself, I became frustrated and I said, yeah, I can't sit here and complain about it. I can just change it. So I went out and I'm going to fight the fight myself.
Okay.
And 18 years later, you look back and, you know, I've got a team of almost 1,000 clinicians and people that have been with me, like Dr. Kiar sat here over decades of horsepower behind this beast called Fox that is just fighting the good fight for older adults and properly applying the evidence to clinical practice.
I like it. Robin, why'd you join Fox? What drew you to it?
I was the eighth clinician that was working with the practice. I actually graduated from physical therapy school with Dr. Fox back in 1995, did my own thing for a little while, did some contracting out in Colorado, and I just kept hearing about what Tim had started back in 1998. So in 2002, I kind of took the plunge and just went formally in, interviewed, sat down with Tim and said, you know, what are you doing? And it was that older adult living at home, not really having the accessibility to get to a clinic, not being able to have accessibility to the care that they needed, mm-hmm. that just intrigued me.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to join.
That's it right there, Rob. Robin just nailed it. It's when is the last time you saw an outpatient clinic waiting room full of 85-year-old older adults.
Right.
You can't do it. They're not there. They just have the accessibility issue.
So what does Fox do if someone doesn't know? What does Fox do? How does Fox bring that to the patient?
We do house calls.
We make house calls.
That's different,
though. We're going to them.
Let's not skip over that, because that's a big different thing. And I bet you when you first started, people probably said, I don't know if that's going to be sustainable, or I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. And 18 years later, you're saying, well, I proved you wrong. So you guys go to them.
Yeah, we make the house call, and they told me, and they tell me to this day, that's illegal. How do you do that? What are the reimbursement mechanisms for that? You can't do that.
Why would somebody say it's illegal? What's their...
It's just ignorance. It's lack of understanding of Medicare regulation, right. Rules and regs. That's it.
Okay.
The regs are pretty darn clear. You know, a physical therapist in private practice can provide their services in a couple of places, and one of those is a traditional outpatient clinic, and then back in 98, they changed the reg, and it said, as well as a traditional outpatient clinic, we can provide our interventions in our patients' homes or residences. And that was the light bulb moment. That was it. Cha-ching! Boom.
Wow.
Make a house call. Take it to them.
Yep.
You know, examine them in their own functional environment and treat them in their own functional environment.
A guy by the name of Cole Galloway, who's on the other end of the age spectrum working with pediatric patients, says the exact same thing. He says, you know, why do we have stairs to nowhere? We have fake kitchens and we have, you know, fake living rooms.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? Why can't we put someone in their own environment? Because they're going to be more motivated. They're going to be more comfortable. And you going to them, it doesn't mean we're taking less away from the physical therapist. In fact, you probably need to be a better physical therapist to work in that environment, because it can't be a mill anymore. You've got to use your environment.
Completely. Got to use your environment. It just works. It's working for our clients. We're completely changing lives, having our clients achieve things they once thought impossible.
Yeah.
You know, and then this is where ageism comes into it, and this is where my fight comes into it. You know, my physician, my doctor told me that I'll never be able to do that again. My daughter told me just to stay in my chair when you go to work. Society is discouraging high levels of function and vitality in aging because they're afraid and they don't understand where people should be.
And that's bad practice.
Ooh, it's bad.
Because by saying, well, okay, I'm not going to push this geriatric patient because I don't want to hurt them, you might actually be doing something worse by not getting them back to where they can function.
You're doing more harm than...
Right.
Most clinicians in the area of geriatrics and aging are so afraid of doing harm, they don't do any good.
So that's a good way to put it right there.
They don't do any good. And that, you're going to get me fired up. You know, you're talking about here at CSM, my mentors, you know, Dr. Carol Lewis, Dr. Dale Avers, Dr. Roger Nelson, Dr. Mary Sinha, all those guys that have shaped and molded me with their evidence. And, you know, we're really the practice that is the rubber's hitting the road with their evidence. We take their years of work and dedication. And I want to thank those guys right now for their work, because we're really applying it, and we're applying it to our patients and changing lives.
Good.
That's what this is about.
That's what the field wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Lewis, you just mentioned, was on the show not long ago, and she brought up the title of her episode was The Silver Tsunami.
Yes.
That's it.
If you're a practicing PT or a PT student, why should you be interested in geriatrics other than you'd like to help older adults?
Oh, man, it's exciting. I was quoted at CSM a couple years ago, right, Robin, as bringing sexy back to geriatrics.
There we go.
Right? It's exciting. And we get into the colleges, we get into the universities, and we speak to the students about the evidence, the tests and measures, the complexity of our patients, and the skill that requires to examine a patient and collect the data, and then apply your tests and measures to disprove or prove your hypothesis. Like, that's technical things.
It's science.
Our patients are on multiple medications. They have multiple comorbidities, and you've got to figure it all out. They've got psychosocial issues. They've got financial issues, economic issues. Cognitive impairment.
Told by their doctor they're not supposed to do this.
Right.
Yep. And my doctor told me to stay in my chair all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And what I love the best is our success stories. We have carts and carts of success stories from our clients. Our clients have a better quality of life because of what we've done for them.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be around for 18 years if you didn't. Carol Lewis was alluding to, you know, the fact that just mathematics, just demographics, that silver tsunami is coming. You're in a pretty good position in terms of we have to be able to take care of this segment of the population, because a big portion of the American population is going to be in the geriatric demographic very, very soon.
Yes.
Yeah, we all know the numbers.
That's scary.
We talk about the numbers every day, and it's happening right this second. As we are sat here today having this ice cold Budweiser at 9 a.m., it's happening. The silver tsunami, the wave is approaching. It is going to smack us all in the head really quickly.
Are we ready for it or what?
We are so not ready, because I'm going to give you some data why. Because back in 2008, the Institute of Medicine produced a report. It was called the Retooling of America. It talked about this silver tsunami. The population is doubling over age 60, 75 right now. And it's going to hit us in the next 3-5 years. This is back in 08. Mm-hmm. So now it's in the next 3 years by 2020. It's going to double. And there there are too few or an inadequate amount of qualified individuals to care for that aging population who aren't trained. And that's across the spectrum from physicians, nurses, clinicians.
Well, we can only really affect physical therapy with this podcast or with this field. So how do we get there? How do we better prepare for that tsunami before it just knocks us off our feet?
You know, the guys in academia have been talking about it for some years now, and that's great. It's getting in the colleges and universities and looking at our geriatric program and clinical programming.
Is that getting more students or more young clinicians interested in it?
Yeah, you just got to get them excited. You know, when I graduated PT school back in 95, orthopedic sports medicine, that was sexy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Getting my shirt and tie on and going into a clinic. Like, everybody wanted to. I was the dumbass that went into geriatrics to deal with the old people. Right. They're like, oh, Timmy, why are you going to go deal with the old people? That's dirty. That's not fun work. Like, I'm going to go work in the clinic with athletes and exciting, sexy things like that. I'm like, no. Like, no, this is where it needs to be. This is where the future's going to be. This is where my passion is.
And that's what Dr. Lewis alluded to in her McMillan lecture. Mm-hmm. You know, we all, even if you do want to work in the clinic, you have to be prepared to work with older adults in the clinic because they're going to be everywhere and in every setting.
Yeah, you better be ready for it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different way to approach a patient. Mm-hmm. And you, as a good clinician, better be prepared for that. All right, we're taking a quick break. When we come back, we want to get into three questions and get inside of your minds just a little bit. And
we'll more? You want to get inside my mind?
More. I mean,
hold on, everybody. This
it's
could
early.
Get scary.
It'd be scary.
We'll be back in the PT Podcast. Don't move.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers, good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners: when you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. We're back on the PT Pinecast with Tim Fox and Robin Kiar from Fox Rehabilitation. You can check out their website, foxrehab.org. Follow them on Twitter, at Fox Rehab. Three questions sponsored by our partner, Aureus Medical Staffing. First question, if you could live anywhere and practice PT in the United States, somewhere you've never done it, where would you want to go?
Geez. You know, I love Charleston, South Carolina.
Me too. I'll go. Let's go. I love that town.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Charleston,
Warm
South Carolina.
Warm water beach, cool city. You know, so if anybody's listening, I will travel to Charleston. Same answer. For you?
God, it is nice down there.
Dr. Heather Cronin just joined the
isn't it great? You
the sofa.
You sit in the lobby in CSM, people just sit down.
They just sit down and say hello.
So you going to Charleston too,
I'll
or what?
I'll go to Charleston.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
Let's go.
Second question, what's something you are reading or recently read that really inspired you?
I was going to joke around and say, like, Archie magazine.
That could be it. We haven't had that yet.
Archie and the Jughead.
Or maybe something you would suggest someone to read.
You know what? I read The Secret by Rhonda Byrne quite often.
Okay.
Because it's a positive mindset. It shifts you back to thinking positively and more positive thoughts, bring more positive thoughts. So I would say Rhonda Byrne, The Secret. Okay. I like to read that a lot.
Besides Archie, what do you got?
Besides Archie, you know what? Growing up in England, my father was a big Aston Martin enthusiast. He used to rebuild and restore pre-war and post-war Aston Martins, which I grew up intimately as a kid, and I am a recipient of a quarterly journal from the Aston Martin Heritage Club.
Me too.
And,
not really.
You know, I was just reading about, and it's about aging, and I guess that's what I love. It's about, you know, the stories of older, antique automobiles and how people have passion.
It's full circle right there.
To restore those
cars
and really bring something back to life again, and I think that's really, you know, know, it equates to how I feel about my clinical practices. It's taking those older folks that really no one cares about or no one has cared to...
Doesn't think they can run optimally anymore.
Yeah, yes. Right? Or inadequately apply the evidence to them and say, no, you've got to do it like this. And at the end, you come out with this beautiful product, this beautiful, shiny, wonderful older adult that is thriving and smiling and doing what they should be doing. You know?
I like it. All right, third question. Who's somebody in the field of physical therapy that we should know more about? Maybe someone who's flying under the radar, but who's doing great work that we can share their name.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
I think about our practice and Dr. Will Dieter, who is our director of physical therapy services and who this evening will be stealing, I guess,
your old award as
Excellence in Geriatrics
Award. That's great.
The Clinical Excellence in Geriatrics.
Congratulations to him.
So that's good.
Who do you got? Who's someone we should know more about?
You know, I guess you stole my thunder, Robin. You know, Dr. Heather Cronin just sat down. And, you know, we've got some... I live in my own little world.
Well, because you've got so many employees. Yeah.
Right? And I'm in my own little cocoon, and I really absorb myself in that world, and I look at the clinicians and the folks that are going to take my role in my position as I move on to different things. And
Aston Martin's and whatnot.
Aston Martin, yeah. I look at Heather sat over there, and those are the folks that we need to pay more attention to.
Okay.
Completely.
Cool.
And we do pay attention to them, and they're completely important.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, I had great mentors and great people that supported me and helped raise the bar for me and keep it high and had high expectations. And like I mentioned, those guys and gals, you know, Dale Avers and Carol Lewis and Roger Nelson and Mary Sinnott, all those people, like, they were rigorous with me and had those expectations. And it's these guys that are living those expectations now.
That's cool.
It's awesome to see.
Fun place to be if you haven't done it, and I suggest highly every time we come to a conference like this, do a CSM and just walk around. Like we said, just sit in the lobby and you meet people. And I always like to start off, where you're from? And then I shut up. Which is difficult for me because I have a motor mouth.
But I have that problem too.
But I just want to find out more about people.
Together.
What makes a good PT that's going to work for Fox?
I know it. Compassion, respect, understanding, but a palpable energy that people are alive.
Okay.
And that's, someone asked me that about an interview. What do you look for and feel for in an interview? And an interview is sitting with someone and I think, and just feeling the energy of someone.
Having a beer, figure it out.
Like when I met you today, you've got an energy about you and that's palpable and that's what I look for.
Would I want my grandmother going to this person? Is my grandmother going to get anything out of this person?
Yeah, we have a colleague of ours at the practice that says without motivation, there would be no geriatric physical therapy. Yeah. And that's the truth. You need to be able to have that personality to strictly apply the evidence, make your patients work, but then do it in a compassionate and respectful way.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see this lobby right now that people are looking at us with a bunch of beers and they're walking around
headphones.
With Starbucks at 8:55 and they look at us like we are peculiar.
Yes. Hair of the dog. Yes. Just drinking a Shinerbach and a Budweiser. It doesn't matter.
We are very peculiar.
Well, when we were getting these out of the cafe, the cooler was locked.
Yeah.
And the girl behind the counter was like, can we even sell beer right now?
Another lady's like, yes.
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 And it was buy three, get one free. So I'm like, yes, please.
And the other lady said it under her voice, too. She's like, yes, they can
didn't want it to get out.
She didn't want to leak it out.
Want to make sure people have the website, foxrehab.org, and then at foxrehab. Parting shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
Every episode we do is a pint. We're not going to necessarily break out the vodka and do shots just now, maybe later. parting shot of wisdom. What's something you'd want to leave everybody out there listening with as they go forward into maybe caring for the geriatric population, because that silver tsunami, that big population bubble is going to come, and we want to make sure PT, what we can make sure of, is ready for it.
The first thing, I might not directly answer your question, but the first thing I thought of was two words of wisdom I learned in some of my philosophical training was say and do things that are easy for others to accept.
Say and do things that are easy for others to accept.
It basically means be a nice guy.
Okay.
Right? I think the next part of that flows with it is be open and receptive to new experiences.
Okay. I like that. That's good.
It's called the Two Keys to Happy Living, actually, by L. Ron Hubbard.
Nice.
And it's say and do things that are easy for others to accept. And I'm not going to get on the couch and start jumping around. Don't worry. But I think he calls them the two keys to happy living. And if you really think about it, it's like be a nice person, be respectful and genuine. And I think when as it relates to aging, be open and receptive to new experiences. Sometimes we get very stuck in our ways. I'm not going to have a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, try a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe you like it.
And have a laugh. Maybe you'll have a good time doing it. go ride a roller coaster if you hate riding a roller coaster.
Well, that's our goal.
Do some different things, right?
Right. When I started the show in school, I said the goal would be I want to have fun doing it. I want to learn something with every episode. Mm-hmm. And we haven't missed yet. So especially when you surround yourself with PTs, it's kind of a given. But yeah. Robin, parting shot, what are you going to leave us with?
Something at the practice that we talk about all the time, and I think that it circles back to your question about who is a great fit for Fox, is we talk about happy, well-trained clinicians make great healthcare. And that's the way we feel, and that's what I strive to do every day. I want the clinicians that I work with to be happy, well-trained, and then I know that they're going to take care of their clients.
You're going to get a lot out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're going to want to stick around.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot to find a great clinician or someone to work for you, but keeping them around, man, that's valuable.
Work with us. We're very deliberate on that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. Tim Fox, Robin Kiar, foxrehab.org, @foxrehab on Twitter. Appreciate you guys having a beer with us.
Yahoo.
Thanks so much.
Zero Dark 30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
We tweet, we post, we snap, we Insta, we MySpace.
What, no more MySpace?
Damn. Online on all social media platforms @PTPintCast, except for MySpace.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay,
with executive producer Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee,
and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
Podcasting, it's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pintcast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online @PTPintcast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.